Hey, and thanks for listening. It's Ryder. You knew that, probably. All right, on the show today, we talk about the girl in Toronto whose lie got way bigger than anybody could have imagined. Also, Flower Shop Friday, and we play a little true-false football again prior to the big Super Bowl on Sunday. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Why was this the longest week ever?
Yeah, people were saying January was long. I was like, nah, this past week felt longer than the entire month.
Especially because yesterday was my birthday, so we were so excited, like drinking you champagne. We. And after the show, I'm like, all right, what am I going to do this weekend? And then I'm like, oh my God, we have to work tomorrow? What?
And here we are, thrilled to be here. Here are some little known facts about our boy, Balzac Billy. He's our groundhog, and it's the 40th anniversary that there will be a groundhog prediction, or whatever, in Balzac.
How weird is it that we depend on this one creature?
It's
so weird to me.
He's also unique because he doesn't have a handler who announces the prediction. He just rolls by himself.
Cool.
So at about 8:15, the people of Balzac will start chanting his name. And then we'll see which way he looks, if he sees his shadow or not.
Would you do that if you lived in Balzac? Would you show up for that?
I grew up hunting gophers. So, I'd probably take him out.
Hey!
What?
I just love Ellen DeGeneres, don't you?
Yeah, her new Game of Games is really good. It's a great game show.
So long celebration of her 60th birthday with some of her best guests on the show.
What is with, I'm sorry, but there's two things now on my list of things that frustrate me about women.
It's different with Ellen.
What, number one, you invite each other to parties and then just try to sell each other stuff.
I've never gone to one of those.
Number two, you celebrate your birthdays for weeks now.
With Ellen, though, it's her 60th and there's way too many guests that she wants to pack in for one show, so she did it for a week. Why not? And her lovely wife, Portia, got her, quote unquote, from Ellen, the best gift she's ever received. So she got her own namesake gorilla conservation center in Rwanda.
Whoa.
She said, I'm proud, humbled, honored, and deeply grateful to introduce you to my amazing new wildlife fund. It's good to be loved. It's profound to be understood. So she obviously loves gorillas.
Who doesn't?
And wants the best for them. Because Ellen, best. So what a fantastic gift.
Yeah, you're like saying it's like the best gift ever.
I got
you cheese yesterday for your birthday. Cheese.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
A grater.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you didn't give a big speech about that. Hurt my feelings.
I could go out and get my own cheese grater, though. I can't get a gorilla.
Yeah, you can. I'll look into it right now.
Okay, next year. That's what I want for my birthday, okay?
I'm not buying that. We need to play you a little bit of Havana on the Rubber Chicken.
How does this stuff go viral? Like, how many views does this
million? Yes, 44 million is what I was just telling you.
How many people watch the Grammys?
28 million.
See?
Yeah. That's ridiculous, eh? So, you've probably seen this already.
Uh-huh.
If not, the guy's actually playing a rubber chicken to the tune of Havana, and here's... Today's words of wisdom come to us from at I Wear a Onesie on Twitter. Welcome to your 30s. You can't bend that way anymore.
Something
good.
Tell me something good.
On Ryder in the Morning.
Only with Hot 107.
Lisa Evans, start us off and tell me something good.
This guy named Jordan Kahana is a freelance digital director, so he travels a lot for work. Back in December 2016, he was driving from LA to Colorado when he saw two fluffy black dogs who had been abandoned in the middle of nowhere. And he picked them up, brought them to the vet, got them their shots, treated them for dehydration. And when it came for him to hit the road, he's like, well, I'm not leaving them. So he adopted them. What are their names? Zeus and Sedona. And they've traveled over 32,000 miles together, 35 states from coast to coast. And he said, usually I like traveling alone, but these two dogs have changed my life. Like all these pictures that he takes of them in the most beautiful areas. You should follow him on Instagram, Jordan Kahana. These dogs are angels.
Miss Humbell, miss something good.
All right, Friday night's ahead of us. I know that there's like some guilt when you don't go out or don't go and hang out with friends, right? You are always like, oof.
Because life is short.
Right, but don't feel bad.
Why?
Climate experts are saying one of the best things you can do for climate change and just for the environment in general is stay in.
Stay in on weekends?
Because you're not driving, you're not using that excess of energy. In general, it's just better for the environment.
You're saving the environment. That's why last weekend I didn't drive
anywhere.
I didn't leave the house from Friday through till Monday morning.
So if any of your friends guilt trip you tonight when you're like, nah, I don't really feel like it, just say, I'm saving the world.
Tell me something good.
Trending this hour.
So the Super Bowl is this Sunday. We have a $100 gift certificate to Skip the Dishes we want to give away on our show this morning, so make sure you don't leave us.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Tom Brady, he's trending because people are confused by how long his son kisses him on the lips for. This has always been like an ongoing weird, like opinionated controversy, and I'm all for affection in the family.
Yeah. I kiss my daughter on the
mouth. Of course.
Like just.
And so when I read this headline, I was like, this is not fair to Tom Brady. You can't. This is after his documentary was released, Tom versus Time or something.
Right.
And then I watched the video. And it was a couple seconds too long.
It's a little awkward.
It's a little awkward, but it doesn't mean anything. It's all love.
He kisses his dad like that as well.
Yes. So they're just a very affectionate family.
They're just a weird family.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit weird. We're all weird in our own way. So we are.
There you have it. If you want to be successful, you just got to kiss your family members in the mouth.
Yes. What he said.
That's why there's so many successful people in Manitoba. Just reading up on this story, crazy. An 11-year-old girl in Toronto claimed that her hijab was cutting off.
So she was walking down the street?
Yeah, and said that a man came out of the bush and cut it off, and even had details such as he was smiling while he did it and whatnot.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this story. It's just awful.
Her parents then went on to do like a kind of a media tour where they were talking about the incident. They wanted to educate, and the little girl was on. And then, all of a sudden, there was a twist. Didn't actually happen.
So the guilt got to her so bad that finally she was like, I made it up.
My guess is it just got dirty.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Or like fell off, or she took it off when she wasn't supposed to, and then had to come up with a reason why she wasn't wearing it when she got home.
Okay.
So that's what she thought of. I mean, we've all been there.
Which is a classic 11-year-old thing to do. Heck, I still do that.
We've all been there. Normally, our lies, you're busted by your parents immediately after telling it because they're smarter than you are.
Yes.
This one, you know, good honor. That lie went all the way to the prime minister.
And that's probably what is scary. This poor 11-year-old girl was like, okay, I got to think of an excuse, tells her parents, and then they go straight to the media. And then all of a sudden, the prime minister is talking about it, and she's standing there.
In front of TV cameras?
And the look on her face is like, what have I done?
Why did I do this? Why didn't I just tell the truth? So there's a good lesson for any kids listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell the truth. I had an incident when I was in grade 6, so about 11 years old, where my arch nemesis that I grew up in the same town with, went to school with.
You guys didn't like each other?
No.
Wow.
No, we just were like at it all the time. We rode the same bus. We chirped each other on the bus a lot. It was just an unhealthy relationship.
Fair enough.
He cut his own sweatpants and then claimed that I had held him down and cut his sweatpants.
So why would he...
Just to get me in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah, I think.
That is terrible.
Because it was a scissor cut, so it's not like he ripped them and then blamed it on me. He actually cut them.
So maybe he was trying to make a fashion statement, hated it.
Right.
People made fun of him, and then he went...
Actually, that kid over there, he's the one that cut them. I ended up missing recess for like a month and a half, because they were like, until you fess up, you have to sit in
and
here.
And you were like, I'm not going to fess up because I didn't do anything.
I didn't do it. Finally, he fessed up. I messaged him yesterday.
After reading this headline, yeah.
First time I've talked to him since high school graduation.
and?
Asked if he'd be interested in coming on the show and telling a story and like why and what he went through. Because I feel like he could relate with this little girl that he too didn't mean for the lie to take off
to
like
get
it
that,
did.
Yeah.
And he still feels shame over it. He wrote me back and said like, you know, I would be willing to talk to you about anything else, but I still have a lot of shame.
Guilt, a lot of guilt and shame.
For doing that.
Isn't that crazy? That's also a lesson for any kids that are listening or parents listening. Tell your kids that if they lie or do something or hide something when they're young, they'll still think about it when they're in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
Plus, when you make up these lies, extravagant ones, you then have to try to remember them.
Oh.
And then that's the hardest part. Like, at least when you're telling the truth, you know exactly
right.
what you're saying every time.
Yeah, yeah. Your story never gets twisted up. So, I wanted to ask, have you ever got yourself caught in a lie that you wish you wouldn't have told?
I got this text to 780107 that says, I have a horizontal scar on my stomach from a surgery I had when I was a little baby. For some reason, in elementary school, I would tell everyone that it was from when a bear attacked me. I'm like in my 30s now, and people I went to elementary school still recognize me in public as the guy that got attacked by a bear. That's still kind of cool. No, I don't want to support the lying.
That's such a great text.
Oh,
this one, she caught me on the counter, saw me kissing on the sofa. I even had her in the shower, but it wasn't me. 780-107 is the text line. What do you got, Lisa?
When I was 10, this is not me. This is a text. Sign your name if you want to. We would love to give you a shout out. When I was 10, I learned that I could make myself barf. So I used to do this to get out of school. My parents couldn't figure out what was wrong with me because I didn't really have a fever or anything. My crazy aunt had the idea that I was allergic to red food dye because her grandson was. So I just kind of rolled with it. So for years, my house never had red Gatorade, strawberry, Pop-Tarts, nothing. I eventually told my parents I was faking it when I turned 20 and they were just not happy.
Oh, I bet not. This one says, when I was younger, we weren't allowed to eat our McDonald's in the car. On the way home, I had one. My mom got home and counted the nuggets and lost it because there weren't enough.
That's a torturous rule.
Yeah.
It really is.
But apparently she called McDonald's and reamed them out.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
It's Groundhog Day today.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, my bloomers after speaking.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. And you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. You?
I'm fine. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some prearranged flowers. Any
All
chance
right.
you could just fill out the card for me now, though?
I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Steve.
All right.
I saw your shadow this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you should probably lay off the carbs until spring.
All right.
That's everything. Can you just read it back to me, make sure we got it?
I saw your shadow this morning, which means you should probably lay off the carbs. Oh, dear. What was the last two words?
Until spring.
Until spring. Hmm. All right, I'll be waiting to hear from you when you get here. Bye.
Bye-bye! Oh, she sounded friendly.
Oh, I mean, your letter was quite rude.
Steve, Alan.
Alan,
Steve.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
So we're asking you at 780107 on the text line, what's a lie you got caught up in?
My mom made my sister and I bologna sandwiches every day when we were little. This is a text we got to 780107. My sister hated them and would throw them out every single day and just not eat lunch. She never told my mom that she hated them.
Yeah.
She actually lied and said that she liked them. So she continued to get them every day. When she was 25, she finally told my mom, and my mom cried. It's like one of those stories where you're too nice. You're lying in a way that's like,
yeah,
oh, my mom
you didn't
mom
want to hurt your mom's feelings.
Taking time to make these sandwiches every single day.
This one, to 780107. In junior high, I lied to sound cool and told everybody I was an amazing snowboarder. I had never touched a snowboard. That winter, the school arranged a ski trip. I knew my cover would have been blown, so I told my mom she made me go get a lesson. I still faked a limp and then just had to pout in the chalet the whole weekend that I couldn't snowboard, and I'd be killing it out there right now.
This text resonates with me because when we were young, we didn't have the cell phones in class, right? So we would handwrite letters to each other and hand them over to our friends, right? One time in elementary school, I wrote a letter to my friend complaining and swearing about the teachers in the school, about how they were ruining our Halloween school dance. Oh, man. The innocent mind of, like, what was most important back then. Well, the note was found on the ground by a teacher and the principal got involved. Yikes. We were all questioned, and they even made us write down a few sentences on a piece of paper so they can compare the writing in the note that was found. I finally confessed. Couldn't go to the dance. Weak detention. It's just not worth it.
Don't lie, kids. That's the lesson we've learned today. Uh-huh. Let's give away this $100 gift card to Skip the Dishes.
Yes, this is for your football Sunday. You'll have the best party if you have that $100 GC.
Yeah, you will. Tracy, you're our contestant today, okay?
Okay.
So here's how it works. I'm going to ask Lisa some true or false questions. And you have to pick whether she's going to get more right than wrong or more wrong than right.
And this is about football. And if you're wrong, then we go to the next caller and they get the $100 gift certificate.
Okay.
So,
what do you think?
What do you think?
I think you're going to get it today.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I know. I'm putting faith in you.
I like this. I like it.
Pressure's on, Lise. True or false? Football questions. You signed up for a Green Bay Packers season ticket, like if you got on the waiting list today, you'd have to wait almost 1,000 years to get tickets. True or false?
False.
Sorry.
That's true.
That's dumb. That's a dumb thing.
Front row tickets to the Super Bowl are going for up to $75,000 each.
Sorry.
Oh.
8,000 is the most I found. So you're wrong on the first two, Lisa. Good start.
Sorry, Tracy.
Indy the horse, the Colts mascot, was banned from inside the stadium, from being inside the stadium, due to complaints from fans about his flatulence.
False.
Correct. That is false.
Yeah.
I know my hisses.
An NBC employee once ran onto the field at a crucial part of the game to stop it because a cable was unplugged and he didn't want people to miss the game.
Yes, true.
Correct. Wow, she's battled back, Tracy.
Oh, that was so nerve-wracking. Okay, so I got to get this one.
She's like the New England Patriots last year in the Super Bowl. Everybody thought she was out, and here she is.
Here I am again.
Carl Weathers. You know who that is? The actor, Carl Weathers. He played Apollo Creed. He was in Arrested Development.
Okay.
He's in like every movie from the 80s. Anyway, Carl Weathers played 2 seasons for the Oakland Raiders.
False.
Sorry.
Oh.
Carl Weathers, not only in every movie, was also in the NFL in the early 70s.
I have so much guilt. How am I going to get through the rest of my day now?
Yeah, you just wrecked Tracy's day. See ya, Tracy.
No.
Okay,
never.
No.
Lesson learned. Never believe in Lisa. She gone.
I feel terrible right now.
Hey, Hall 107, who's this?
It's Glenn. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn. You don't have to do a damn thing. You just won yourself a $100 gift card to Skip the Dishes.
I don't support this.
Right on.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment and star or whatever. Or just, like, don't. And enjoy your weekend. Bye.